Money Planet SOS Podcast, episode 34. I'm Saying No to FICO episode. I'm Steve Stewart, your personal finance architect, helping everyday Americans build a house of financial freedom. I'm here to help you learn how money really works, to stay excited about eliminating debt, and to get out there to teach others how to be debt-free. Welcome back to the Money Planet SOS Podcast. How's your money? I'd love to hear if you made some major changes to your financial life as a result of this show. Feel free to give me a call anytime. Leave a message 636-373-4818 and just tell me what you've done differently or what you've learned that you've applied to your life. You could also send an email if you wanted to steve@moneyplansos.com. Or if you want to join the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/moneyplansos, make sure you click on the like button. And of course, there's always Twitter, though. I think I'm about to give up on Twitter. Something happened last week that just convinced me that Twitter is, it's really out of control. See, Twitter used to be just for geeks and people sitting in front of their computers, and I've always known that it was much more than that, but that's still the perception a lot of people have out there. And I'm rather selective on who I follow on Twitter, but anybody can follow me. You know, it's wide open. And I've got about, 500 some odd followers, but I've been on Twitter for years. But here's where everything's just falling apart. You know, it used to be this nerd thing, but now it seems like everybody's getting on Twitter, which is great. But it's outgrown even that. It's outgrown the fact that anybody can get on Twitter. You see, I'm watching the baseball game last week. It was Phillies against the Cardinals. And in the middle of, I think it was the fourth inning, this squirrel runs across home plate, right in the middle of the game. Pitcher throws the ball, batter misses, and then this squirrel runs right across the home plate in front of everybody. Cameras are all over it. Everybody's watching. This squirrel just comes out of nowhere and runs right across home plate. Weirdest thing you've ever seen. Okay? How does this tie into Twitter? Some guy gets onto Twitter, creates a username called @BushSquirrel, and in 5 days, he only tweets maybe like 50, 60 times, and he gets 22,000 followers. Come on! I mean, it's insane, right? Some guy gets on there, pretends to be a squirrel, says like 2-3 witty things, and then he's got 22,000 followers. Wow, you know, I'm in awe. It really is pretty amazing that somebody can just find that one thing just like that, create a Twitter account and get 22,000 followers in 5 days. And he's not even really saying much, you know. It's just, so yeah, I'm a little frustrated. So, hey, I would love it if you would follow me because I'm a little more of a personal relationship type guy on Twitter. And yeah, that sounds a little weird, but trust me, it's not as weird as it sounds. So go on Twitter and you know the secret hashtag, right? I've talked about this in the past episodes. If you want me to be following you on Twitter, use the hashtag #MPSOS. And we'll just see how much longer I can deal with this and, squirrel's beating me on Twitter. Oh, hey, guess what? I have an interview that I did on a show called Stewardship Weekly. That's Steward with a D. I mentioned it in the last episode that it was coming out. It's been released. And if you have any interest in hearing another little side of me, you can go to stewardshipweekly.com/17. stewardshipweekly.com/17. So if you wanted to hear another interview of me, I don't know why you would, but it's a good show. So if you want to go check it out, it's a very, very faith-based show. And I talk about one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible that has to deal with money. Yeah, it does. But there's a lot of stuff in the Bible about money. So, but we're not going to get into that today. Today we're going to talk about the FICO score. If you remember last week, episode 33, an episode called E-Credible is Incredible, we talked about the credit reporting industry and what E-Credible does. And what we didn't get into as much was the FICO score. We talked about the FICO score and how it's different from what E-Credible does. But we didn't get into it enough. So what I want to do is, there was a post I wrote, oh gosh, it was a couple of years ago, that it's one of my most popular, most read and retweeted posts that I've had out there, and it's called, I'm Working on My Debit Score. So let's just go over that real quickly, because we need to understand what FICO is. See, FICO is the Fair Isaacs Company. That's the actual company that the FICO is kind of an abbreviation for. It's a company that collects consumer credit data. They created this system of measurement that they then sell to companies. They offer to sell it as a score so that other companies can evaluate how creditworthy you are. There's five major components that make up your credit score. 10% is your type of credit. Another 10% is how new your credit is. 15% is your credit history. 30% is how much you owe. And 35% is based upon your debt payment history. So all these five components here, they're components of a credit score that all have to do with borrowing money. They all have to do with debt. Credit cards, car payments, all kinds of different types of loans. So credit score is really a debt score. You know, how good are you at borrowing and paying back money? That's what the score is for. The more you borrow and pay back in time, the better your score. But of course, the more you borrow, the more interest you're probably paying, which of course is going to be stealing from your future. But that's how credit works. So this score has nothing to do with how much you make. It has nothing to do with how much you have saved. You could be a millionaire and have a zero credit score. Isn't that weird? You could be a millionaire but have a zero FICO score, a FICO score of zero, because it's not based on how much money you've got. So this is a one-sided system. But we've heard it for so many years. We've heard it from all the banks and the credit card companies and all these different places that you've got to build your credit. You've got to have a good credit score, have a good credit score. But that's because they want you to borrow more money from them, right? So that's what the FICO score is made up of. That's what it's for. It's based on debt. It's a one-sided system. It's easy for banks and car loans and stuff like that. So there really was a reason for it. It's just not the reason that I want it for. So I can't use the FICO system because I want to have a zero credit score. I don't want to have a bad credit score of under 650. I don't want to have a good credit score of over 650. I want to have the best credit score, which is zero. Now, there's a lot of people who tell you that there's disadvantages to having a bad or zero credit score. Insurance companies look at your FICO score. There's some statistical evidence that shows that people with a low credit score are more likely to file an accident claim or file a claim, which of course costs the insurance company more money. So they're going to charge those people more money. Well, that's not fair to a person who's living debt-free and pays cash for everything, that when there's, you know, when you're getting insurance, that you're rated at a higher premium, that you're paying more for your insurance. It's not fair. There's also the argument that, you know, you got to have a good credit score so you can get an apartment. Well, both of those are really crummy excuses for having debt, for having a FICO score based on debt. Because car insurance has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have or the amount of money that you make. And wouldn't someone who's looking to rent an apartment to you rather know that you make your payments on time and have a zero credit score than to see that you've got all this debt that you're making payments on? And really think about it. If you had an apartment to rent and you had two people come up to you and one of them has a zero credit score, but you had a way to find out that they make their light bill payments, they make their cell phone payments, they make their insurance payments, they pay everything on time. But then over here, there's this guy who has a great FICO score because he's got credit card debt, student loan debt, all this debt, car loan debt, but he's making his payments on time. I mean, which one would you rather rent to? So those arguments for keeping a credit score, they're just unfounded. They're not true. And that's why I was so excited to interview Steve Ely, the CEO of eCredible, last week. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back. MoneyPlanSOS.com/033. It was episode 33. And I had an interview with him, and we didn't go into depth about the FICO. We kind of compared the difference between the two. But the AMP credit score, the AMP credit rating, the AMP report, all my payments. You know, I can plug in all of my different bills that I pay, the monthly bills, you know, the utility bills, the water bill, the cell phone bill, the daycare bill, all these bills. And if I want to go get a better mortgage interest rate, if I want to go out and shop for insurance, or maybe I'm looking for a new job and they see I have a credit score of zero, I can hand this report to them, the AMP credit report from eCredible.com, and I can show it to them and prove to them that, you know what, I have a zero FICO score. It's not because it's a bad score. It's the best score. Here's why. My AMP credit report. I make all these payments on time. It's verified by an outside third-party company. And legally, if somebody's going to use a FICO score rating to check you out, they are required by law to consider anything you hand from them, anything you hand to them from eCredible. It's all verified. They're required by law to consider it. I think that's cool. That's my answer. That's how I can still live my debt-free life. Yes, I still have a mortgage, but you know, for all intents and purposes, we're talking about living a debt-free lifestyle. And I can still live without the fear that I'm being, you know, shunned off to the side because I'm this weird debt-free guy and I've got a zero FICO score. We can make this normal now. This could become normal. The AMP credit rating, eCredible.com, if we're going to have to look at payment history, let's look at payment history, not just debt payment history with the FICO score. Look at the full picture. Here you go, folks. I make all my payments on time. Now, can I please have a better rate on my insurance? Or, here you go, folks. You can see by my payment history that I'm very in control, very organized, and I'm not a security risk to come work for you. Hey, if you want to learn more about eCredible, go to eCredible.com/MoneyPlanSOS. You'll see my smiling mug there, and just check it out. There's lots of resources you can research on there. Just again, go to eCredible, that's eCredable.com/MoneyPlanSOS. And you can see for yourself how cool this thing is and why it's a better system. All right, I know what you're thinking. It's starting to sound like a commercial, isn't it? So I'm going to wrap it up here. The FICO score is based upon your types of credit, which is debt, your new credit, which is debt, credit history, which is debt, amounts owed on the debt, and your payment history of the debt. It's all about debt. It's a one-sided system that doesn't work even when they have an argument, which used to hold water, but now with the eCredible reporting, doesn't hold water anymore. So we can still live a debt-free lifestyle and get all the benefits of having something there. If we need it, we can go get it. Something there to prove that we are credit-worthy, or we're not a bum. I should say that we're not a bum, that we're not missing payments or things like that. There's so many advantages to living a debt-free lifestyle that we don't need the FICO score for. So I don't want to work on my credit score. I'm going to say no to FICO, and I'm working on my debit score.
Hey, C-22.
It's time for the Halifax Impala Top 5 list. Today's special list comes to you from Milwaukee International Airport. Today's Top 5 list, the top 5 signs you can tell you are addicted to credit cards. Sign number 5. You use your card everywhere for reward points, even to fill air in your tires. By the way, if you don't get that joke, go to moneyplansos.com and look at the picture and you'll see what I mean. Sign number 4. You show off the design of your cards to everyone you see at your mom's birthday party. Number 3. Your stack of cards is bigger than your cell phone. Number 2. You have to give them descriptive names just to keep track of them. And the number 1 sign that you're addicted to your credit cards. You're convinced that as long as you can use the card and it's not declined, you still have money to spend.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. I think you just got your money's worth for this episode. Hey, if you're fired up about eliminating your debt, about becoming debt-free, even if you're not debt-free yet, and you want to teach others how to do that, I want to see if I can help you. I want to see if I can help you get the courage or the knowledge to start helping people you know to eliminate debt. Give me a call. If you want help becoming a future financial minister to help people eliminate their debt, to teach people how to become debt-free, give me a call, 636-373-4818. 636-373-4818. Or send me an email, steve@moneyplansos.com, and let's see what I can do to help you to have the tools and the knowledge to help some people. I want to remind you again that Christmas is coming up in just a few weeks, so you want to be ready for it. Be ready for Christmas. Don't let Christmas come visit you in your mailbox in January. If you're stumped for some gift ideas, you got to check out this website, greatoutdoorsolutions.com. That's G-R-A-T-E, greatoutdoorsolutions.com. There's something on here. It's really cool. If you have someone who loves campfires and loves roasting marshmallows or hot dogs, you've got to see this thing called Rotisserie. When you see pictures of this thing, you won't get it. You won't understand it. If you were to put this thing in your hand and play with it, you'd be amazed. It's really cool. And it would probably be a really cool Christmas gift. And there's other things on there as well that might be neat if you have someone who loves camping, the outdoors, and especially campfires. Check it out, greatoutdoorsolutions.com. Y'all have a great week.